In parts of the country and right here in Michigan, we're about to witness a generational event.
It's rare. For example, here in the United States, previous one was like in 1949. And next one will be like in 2099.
With a total solar eclipse on the way, what will you see? More importantly, what won't you see? This is The Daily J. I'm Zach Clark. Unless you've been living under a rock, you know that on April 8th, North America will experience a total solar eclipse. It's been talked about for months now. But do we know exactly how it happens?
A total solar eclipse is really one of nature's most amazing and awe-inspiring sights. The moon passes directly in front of the sun and covers it completely. It's sort of an amazing cosmic coincidence that the moon is 400 times smaller than the sun, but the sun is 400 times further away. So they seem the exact same size to us, and the moon can just barely cover the sun. When that happens, the moon is casting a shadow onto the Earth. It's about 100 miles wide, and it's moving across the surface of the Earth at over 1,500 miles per hour. That's called the path of totality. And if you're inside that path, you will experience darkness that is almost as deep as full nighttime. It's about as dark as maybe 45 minutes or so after sunset. The temperature will drop about 10 degrees. The wind might pick up because of that change in temperature. It's an amazing, amazing sight. And if you can get yourself into the path of totality, you will never regret the experience. It's one of the most amazing things you can see.
That voice right there belongs to Dr. David Gurdes, and he's an astronomer and physicist at the University of Michigan. Parts of 15 states across the U.S. will be in that path of totality. Here in Michigan, places like Luna Pier in Monroe County will experience that. This is a big deal, right? Yes. But no. But also, yes. I can't help you here, but Dr. Clara Castoldi can. She is a professor of physics at Oakland University.
It's a major deal at the location where you are. In reality, the eclipses are not such a rare event. The eclipses of the moon happen twice a year. The solar eclipse happen about every year and a half. So it's not that unfrequent. But this, the shadow of the moon is much smaller than planet Earth. So it only obscures a small region of the Earth. That's why the eclipse seems to be such a rare event. It's rare. For example, here in the United States, previous one was like in 1949. And next one will be like in 2099. So they are rare at one specific location of the Earth.
Starting at a young age, kids are taught to not stare at the eclipse. But in reality, you just shouldn't stare at the sun, period. Henry Ford ophthalmologist Dr. Nitin Kumar says the damage can be swift and permanent.
We've all turned a corner and we've looked at the sun accidentally, and it's not a problem because the time of exposure is very, very low. Looking at the sun is not going to cause instantaneous damage. However, looking at the sun is going to cause damage a lot faster than it's going to be causing damage on your skin. Your retina in the back of the eye has one layer of cells, so it's just one cell layer thick that is in the back of the eye that actually does the seeing. Your skin has many, many layers, and your skin regenerates those layers. When you look at the sun, the thermal damage to the photoreceptors is going to cause damage to that one cell layer thick photoreceptor layer. That is something that is pretty quick in onset, few seconds or slightly longer, and it's something that is oftentimes permanent because you do not regenerate those cells.
To avoid injury to the eyes during the solar eclipse, one can wear special glasses to help shield their eyes, which is welcome news to scammers. At least that's what Nakia Mills says. She's the marketing director for the Better Business Bureau.
The regular consumer's eye, for the most part, is not going to know. The American Astronomical Society used to tell us to look for, it's a certified ISO number. However, as they do, scammers got wise. And now they even print a fake label with a fake ISO number on the glasses. So the American Astronomical Society, one of the biggest things they say we can still try to do is if you put the glasses on, it should be pretty much pitch black. The only thing you should really be able to see is the sun. Remember to use your best judgment in everything related to the eclipse, because there are also fake events out there. Make sure you do your research if you're buying tickets to an event that it's even in the path of the eclipse and it's at the right time. So use your best judgment in all of this, because scammers are really trying to take advantage of the excitement on any angle they can.
So we humans, we're super excited. What about our animal friends, though? What happens to them?
There has been some scientific literature around previous eclipses and that sort of thing, but it seems that what they do is assume that it's nighttime. So they start to do the kinds of things and demonstrate the kinds of behaviors that they normally would demonstrate when it was time to go to sleep. There were a few articles that mentioned following that, when it turned out not to be nighttime, they do show a little bit of anxiety or just maybe general confusion about the fact that it was about to be nighttime, but now it's not. I mean, one can only assume that that's what they're thinking. Typically, that's the kind of behavior that they seem to demonstrate.
So basically, at the end of the day, we just have briefly confused animals.
Right. That's probably the best way to say it.
That is Dr. Karen Waite, an instructor at Michigan State University's Animal Science Department. These days, we know what a solar eclipse is. But what if we didn't? Going back to Dr. Castoldi from Oakland U for a minute, she told me that ancient cultures reacted in a variety of ways.
In the ancient India, they had, of course, all their mythology. They believed that the nectar of immortality was digged, you know, from deep underground, and the gods were supposed to drink it and gain immortality, while one of the demons disguised himself and drank it. So he was punished by being beheaded. And so this formed this head called Rahu, and the remaining of the body, which is Ketu. And so basically the idea is that periodically Rahu travels in the sky, eats the sun or the moon, giving rise, of course, to this darkness. So it must have been a very frightening. And so there are ideas about the influence on the health of the person or the eclipse.
More of the Daily J is next. I don't know about you, but I am thrilled by all of this. And Dr. Castoldi says that this eclipse, it presents a valuable moment for the scientific community. I love this because I know that science is around us all the time, but I think oftentimes we don't think about it. And then in this moment, it's like the science is beautiful and interesting.
Yep, it's an exciting moment, and especially the children, you know, super excitement.
Yeah, and that's good, right? I mean, these are the kind of things that you hope will, in some kids, like, inspire them to want to know more, right? They'll be riveted by this, and they'll have to know more, and that's when science comes alive.
Exactly, and I was sharing with my colleagues, we should think of other topics of physics that can bring about excitement and, you know, demystify this whole idea that the whole of physics is so difficult. But physics is wonderful. The whole nature around us is ruled by physics. This whole universe is all physics. So there is great beauty.
I had to wonder, for somebody like Dr. Castoldi, who studies this for a living, about what is she most excited? This is like her Super Bowl, if the Super Bowl happened once every century or so.
It's an intriguing moment. You can also see the planet Jupiter and Venus are nearby, so some of the brightest stars can be recognized. For the normal person, it's the beauty of the event, because suddenly when you have the totality, you can see parts of the sun that are not normally visible. And actually, just moments prior to totality, there is this beautiful effect. It looks almost like a ring, a diamond ring, all due to, you know, optics. So only when the disk of the sun, the one that we normally see as the sun, is obscured, then we are able to see what surrounds it.
This is not something I'll ever experience again, at least not here in Metro Detroit. But there is one big issue standing in the way: the clouds. So we have to hope against all odds that we get a sunny day here in April. Otherwise, we'll be left in the dark in a different way. Today's big thanks go out to David Gurdes, Clara Castoldi, Nitin Kumar, Nakia Mills, and Karen Waite. Check out WWJNewsRadio.com for the top local news stories on demand 24/7. I'm Zach Clark, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.